Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the genius of hard bop and soul jazz organist Jimmy McGriff, with his grooving and distinctive style on the Hammond B3, we begin a new hour of neon jazz. That was the tune All About My Girl off a 3-CD compilation circa 2014 called Groovy Jazz Organ, and that will be the central focus of this entire hour of music dedicated to the cool of the jazz organ. So Jimmy came from Germantown, Pennsylvania, and began playing piano at the age of 5. And by his teens, he had also learned how to play the vibes alto sax, drums, and the upright bass. His first group, he was a bassist and a piano trio. Then he joined the United States Army, and he served as an MP during the Korean War and later became a police officer in Philadelphia Postiat for 2 years. So his childhood friend and organist Jimmy Smith was a big shot for Blue Note, and that was when Jimmy became entranced by the organ sound while Richard Groove Holmes played at his sister's wedding. He bought his first Hammond B3 organ in 1956 and spent 6 months learning the instrument, then studied at New York's Juilliard School. He also studied privately with Milt Buckner, Jimmy Smith, and Sonny Gatewood. In the 1960s, Jimmy formed a combo that played around Philadelphia and often featured tenor saxophonist Charles Earland. And the rest of the 60s were a rampant time of creativity. He performed at clubs and concert halls worldwide. So Jimmy retired from the music industry in 1972 to start a horse farm in Connecticut. But Sonny Lester's new record company, Groove Merchant, kept issuing his albums and his popularity remained. And by 1973, Jimmy was touring relentlessly and he was active recording again. In 2008, Jimmy was given a last private concert by Mr. B3, Bill Dilks, in his honor, and it was during that same year that he passed at the age of 72 due to complications from MS. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the Hammond B3 and grooves with it, with cats like Chris Hazleton taking care of business, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of that cool jazz organ goodness for the next hour. Here's the great jazz organist Lou Bennett with the tune Hit the Road, Jack, okay? Next on the program.
Organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMille. Thank you.
That was jazz and rhythm and blues pianist and organist Bill Doggett with the tune Kind Bee. Bill is best known for his compositions Honky Tonk and Hippy Dippy. Right out of Philadelphia, his mother was a church pianist that baptized him in the music arts at the age of 9. By the time he was 15, he had joined a Philadelphia area combo, playing local theaters and clubs while attending high school. He later sold his band to Lucky Millinder and worked during the 1930s and early 40s for both Millinder and arranger Jimmy Mundy. And it was in 1942 that he was hired to play with the Inkspots as a pianist and arranger. He played and arranged that jazz all the way until the age of 80. Here's hard bop and soul jazz musician best known for playing the Hammond organ, Roosevelt Babyface Willett, with his blend of jazz goodness with the tune Face to Face, next on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back. Bye.
That was the venerable and content hard bop and soul jazz organist Shirley Scott with the tune It Could Happen to You. Shirley was best known for working with her husband Stanley Turrentine and with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and she went on to groove hard enough in the years to be dubbed the Queen of the Organ. Right out of Philadelphia, she dug the likes of Jimmy Smith, Jackie Davis, and Bill Doggett. She played piano and trumpet before moving on to the Hammond organ, and it was in the 80s that she became a jazz educator and highly known and respected in the Philadelphia jazz community. Here's the great jazz pianist and organist Larry Young with the tune Minor Dream next on this exceedingly cool lineup of Organ Cool on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hi, this is Phil Woods. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, the best music on your dial. Thank you.
That was soul jazz singer, organist, and bandleader Jackie Davis with the tune Where's the Trouble? So Jackie preceded Jimmy Smith by a few years and was huge on the Hammond scene. He was born and grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and started playing piano at the age of 10. Initially, he experimented with jazz on the pipe organ before switching to the Hammond. He was influenced by Wild Bill Davis and Bill Doggett. His solo career began in earnest after a residency at the Club Harlem in Philadelphia in 1951. And from there, he began touring across the U.S., with the Hammond now being his trademark. He stayed busy through the 60s and 70s, and in 1980, he made a brief comeback. This next cat defines jazz cool. Here's alto sax legend Lou Donaldson with his Nietzsche for the Blues and Charlie Parker with a tune called Spaceman Twist. Man, that's a great name.
Thank you.
Was Mexican band leader, pianist, and composer for television and film, Juan Garcia Esquivel, with the tune The Third Man Theme. But his long name was parsed down to simply Esquivel, and that's the way he dug it. To this very day, he is one of the foremost cats in the sophisticated style and largely instrumental music that combines elements of lounge music and jazz with Latin flavors. He was dubbed the king of space age pop and the Busby Berkeley of cocktail music. He is known as bringing in the style of the late 50s, early 60s quirky instrumental pop that became known as space age bachelor pad music. As a young boy, he started playing piano to the amazement of older musicians who would gather around him in disbelief and to his own delight exhibiting his genius. Here's the great multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and record producer, and an arranger, Booker T. Jones, with the tune Onions, next on the program.
Thank you.
That was jazz organist the great Richard Arnold Groove Holmes with the tune Sweatin'. This cat was known for his hard bop and soul jazz prowess and his 1965 recording of Misty, and it was that tune that was considered a precursor to acid jazz. Our final tune on this hour of jazz organ comes from the most prolific and fitting on the organ, and it was named after him. This is Johnny Hammond Smith with the tune Neckbones, featuring Willis Jackson. Being named after the Hammond B3 organ was one thing, but it also prevented him from being confused with jazz guitarist Johnny Smith. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the Hammond sense of things with all his B's and 3's around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real!
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We can't hear you out there in Radio Land. We're always here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.